Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. A Calumet County judge issued an involuntary medication order for Kenneth Nelson as he gets psychiatric treatment after being ruled incompetent to stand trial for allegedly killing his father. But Monday's ruling was stayed due to an automatic appeal to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The 41-year-old Nelson is charged with first-degree intentional homicide for allegedly beating his father, 66-year-old Daniel, to death at a Town of Brilliant home January 21st. Judge Reed noted the doctor said if the side effects are still present, Nelson would be taken off the drug. He approved the involuntary medication order. The defense said it would appeal, but the attorneys agreed there's an automatic transfer to the state Supreme Court for review. No trial date has been set yet. Another hearing on the competency issue is scheduled for August 12th. A dozen area fire departments responded to a house fire in Randolph on County Highway P Sunday morning. A passerby saw smoke and flames coming from the roof of the house. Fire crews encountered heavy fire and smoke. A fire crew immediately started fire suppression efforts on the outside of the home. There were no injuries, but the home was deemed a total loss. A GoFundMe account has been set up to help out the Lee Redeker family following their loss. No one was home at the time of the fire. The mother of 3-year-old Elijah Vu has requested a new lawyer to represent her. 33-year-old Katrina Bauer filed a handwritten letter on July 2nd making the request, stating her current lawyer hasn't done any preparation for a trial scheduled for next April. A motion hearing on Bauer's request is scheduled for July 13th. According to court records, both Bauer and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, will go on trial April 14th. Prosecutors claim Bauer sent her son to live with Vang at his Two Rivers apartment for quote-unquote disciplinary reasons. In February of 2024, Vang reported Elijah missing. Months later, human remains were found near Camp Manitou. They were identified as Elijah's remains. Bauer is charged with chronic neglect of a child, where the consequence is death, along with other neglect counts. Vang is accused of physical abuse of a child, causing death, and hiding a corpse. After 3 years with the Ripon Police Department, Officer Brandon Howell is returning to the Wisconsin State Patrol. Officer Howell was the handler for K-9 Bleck. With Officer Howell leaving, Bleck will remain with the Ripon Police Department, but will begin working with a new handler. Department officials say K-9 Bleck has been a valuable asset to the department and are excited for the next phase of Bleck's career. The Ripon Vacation Bible School is going through a few changes this year. Bob Nelson reports for Civic Media News.
It will be offered Monday through Thursday, July 27th through the 30th at Emmanuel United Methodist Church in Ripon from 5:45 to 8 p.m. those evenings with a family night on Thursday. Organizer Susan Mokler says while the program is essentially the same, they've changed the name to Ripon Area Kids Church Camp.
But we want parents to understand that we are, first of all, non-denominational, but very definitely Christ-based.
They will continue to have a theme each year for the church camp.
It's Rainforest Falls, Exploring the Nature of God. So we're going to be in the rainforest.
There is no cost to attend, but they do require registration. Mokler says they ask that people register by the week before the church camp starts. You can register by visiting ripponvbs.org. I'm Pop Nelson for Civic Media News.
The Dodge County Sheriff's Office is accepting applications for its Citizens Academy. The program allows community members to learn more about the daily operations of the Sheriff's Office while also allowing them to meet and interact with the employees of the Sheriff's Office. Lieutenant Ryan Bremer is organizing the Citizen Academy. He and others will present topics on the Dodge County Jail, OWI enforcement, recreation patrol, crash investigations, firearms, active shooters, communications, and more. Classes will be held from 6 until 9 p.m. on Wednesdays from September 9th through December 9th. Anyone interested in the program should apply no later than August 28th. Applications can be found on the Dodge County Sheriff's Office website. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.